This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 27th of July, 2021. The PM 40 closed up again for the third consecutive trading day at 41.50, up 6 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com. Higher sludge handling capacity per square foot of belt, higher cake solids, compact design, stainless steel construction, very low maintenance. Yes, we're talking about the Bright Technologies belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering made easy. Check Bright Technologies out today. Make the call, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Your company will thank you for it.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Graphic Packaging, which closed $18.75, up 7.2%. PCA also gained, closing up 2.6% at $138.09. Other winners were Pact of Evergreen, Potlatch Deltic, and Store Enso. The biggest decliner was Quad Graphics, closing at $3.56, down 4.6%. Catchmark Timber also lost, closing down 3.7% at $11.74. Other losers for the day were Resolute Forest Products, Rayonier Advanced Materials, and Ennis Incorporated.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2021, Paparitalo Publications. All rights reserved.